on the line if we can.
This Texan had plenty of offers, but he chose to be a Razorback. He's the man in the middle for the Hogs' revamped offensive line. It's Caden Kittler, brought to you by J. Martin Law. If you have any legal question, call Jay free 24-7 at 501-951-0333. Call Jay.
All right. Good morning, Caden. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Great, man. Great to have you on the show. First, I was really surprised with the availability report came out, I guess, a couple of days ago. Your name was listed along with E. Marion Harris as questionable. Now, not to get you in trouble, we're not going to ask you to comment on that or tell us what your status is, because we would never get you back on the show again. Coach Petrino would put a stop to that. So we'll just wait and find out Saturday. We hope you're playing. We hope you're fine. Same thing with E. Marion Harris. But I did want to acknowledge that you were on there, and that's never a good thing. But hopefully, we'll keep our fingers crossed, and we'll see you on the field Saturday. Let's go back to Auburn. It was not one of the offensive line's best performance. We talked about how good Auburn was coming in. You guys only were able to only generate 63 yards in running the ball, and that was one of the problems in the offense, just not being able to move the ball on the ground. So just talk about the performance of the offensive line and the challenge that Auburn presented you.
Yeah, no doubt, man. You know, I take full accountability. I did not have the best game. Everybody knows that on the team. You know, I've already made my rounds, you know, saying how sorry I am for that and that it will never happen again. So, you know, me personally did not have the best game, and I acknowledge that. But no, I mean, we got to generate more yards on the ground for Mike and Braylon and all the running backs that are running, even Talon. We didn't do a good job at establishing a run game, and that's something we're going to look to do this week.
Well, it's amazing. It goes both sides. I was talking to Hall of Fame defensive player Dan Hampton, and just saying the two things how you win a game is when a team can't stop you from running the ball and you can't stop them. And on the defensive side, you guys struggled to stop them. They ran the ball 50 times and averaged 5 yards a carry. That math does not work out usually pretty positive for the team, and you guys didn't get the win, although you were in it. I mean, you guys were in it until about 8 minutes left until you had a fumble there and can't have the turnovers. But you got to turn the page. You got Mississippi State coming this weekend. What do you think about the Bulldogs? You know, they've been in games. They've had a chance to beat Tennessee at home. They had a chance to beat Texas at home. They're getting better each week as a program. But they're like you guys. They just can't seem to get over the hump and get the win.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're a much better team than they were last year. You know, I know that we went there last year and beat them. So they're not that team that they were last year. They're a much better team. So, you know, we've been doing a lot of film study. We've been game planning pretty good on them, and we're excited to show it on Saturday.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how they've been in the game, just like you guys have been in game to the fourth quarter. And just like last week, somebody's going to get their first conference win. It was Auburn last week. Somebody's going to get their first conference win on Saturday. Obviously, we hope it's you guys. You know, for the first time, too, Caden, I thought it was interesting, and I think it's because he's the head coach. Usually, you know, Coach Petrino has said, hey, we lose as a team. You know, the week before, we gave up 40 points to A&M. He's, you know, we're not blaming anybody. You know, we lose as a team, we win as a team. But boy, this week when the offense didn't perform, he came out, he called out the offense and said, we got to be better, unacceptable. And I think that, you know, I don't have a problem with it because he's the head coach and he's also the offensive coordinator. So something tells me, Caden, that offensively you guys are going to come out on fire with something to prove, especially Taylen Green.
Yeah, I mean, this week of practice we've been really locked in. And emphasizing on keeping that fire going. You know, Petrino's an offensive guy, so, you know, that doesn't surprise me one bit. His comments on our performance, you know, last game was our fault, and it's just as simple put as that. You know, we got to score more points, and like we talked about earlier, we got to establish a run game. So, yeah, man, that's something we're going to do this week.
We're visiting with Caden Kittler, brought to you by J. Martin Law. Want to thank Jay for sponsoring Caden's Call each week. He's part of the Razorback Foundation, been a season ticket holder for 2003, and a really good guy. You know, I don't know how much you guys. I know you're on social media because I've seen you, and we always tag you. I don't even know if Talen on there. I presume he is. Do you guys see? You know, when I played, we didn't have. If somebody wanted to say something negative about me, they had to write a letter or they had to call my dorm room. So it's a lot. It's a lot more difficult today.
But they wrote them.
I don't know if I got too many of them.
I didn't say you did.
Yeah, but they did. We had some players that got a lot of hate mail. But it's not like today where you get 9,000 messages. So I know Talen got a lot of heat, you know, because he didn't have a good fourth quarter. Do you guys recognize that and try to sort of rally around him, knowing that he's getting, you know, beat up more than usual on social media?
Yeah, you know, that's something we do a team Bible study every week, and that's something that I brought up in the Bible study this week. Was just talking about how everybody's doing mentally with all this heat going around. You know, there's a lot of things stacking on top of each other. We've lost 6 games in a row. You know, that's never easy, so it is acknowledged for sure, and we did talk about it this week, actually, so it's funny you bring it up. But, yeah, no, he's doing good, and, you know, I know he'll bounce back this week.
Got to give some love to your defense. Even though you lost the game, the defense held Auburn to 1 touchdown. They held them to 6 field goals, which is pretty crazy that you had a field goal kicker actually make 6 field goals in the game. But saw some improvement there. When you guys had some turnovers, they stepped in a couple times and held them to field goals instead of giving up the 7. So if you're the defensive unit, you got to feel a little bit better about some progress you saw last week.
Yeah, no, they played amazing. You know, like I said, that game was totally our fault. So we got to be better for the team. But yeah, no, it was awesome seeing a pick 6. I haven't seen one of those in a long time, and it got us all fired up pretty good.
Well, listen, have yourself a great game. Like I said, we don't know whether you're playing or not. Hopefully you'll get the thumbs up for whatever's going on with you. And if not, we'll get ready for I guess next week is the open week, Roch. Yeah, we got the open week, and then you got
correct
Texas and LSU. Well, buddy, listen, have a great game. Hope you guys get the W, and happy Halloween. By the way, did little Caden ever get dressed up in a certain Halloween outfit that you remember that was your favorite?
I think I made my own Batman costume one time.
Sick. Oh, wow.
That was pretty cool.
Oh, very nice. Made your own Batman.
Made his own.
Listen to it. That was pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
Very nice. What's your number one candy if you were knocking on a door and somebody was handing candy out? What would your number one pick be?
That's such a hard choice. I cracked open a few Kit Kats yesterday. Okay.
I love it. I love it. What are you weighing in at right now during the season?
Shoot, after yesterday, probably 305, 310.
Mm. Why, was yesterday a heavy eat day for you or a heavy run day for you?
He cracked open some Kit Kats.
Oh, that was a Kit Kat.
Okay, I got you. Heavy candy day.
Okay, yeah. I got you. I didn't realize that was yesterday. All right. Well, are you giving out, I guess you guys are giving out candy tonight at whatever hotel you stay in, right?
Yeah, man, we're going
to
do it.
I think that would be great. Go by the Razorback's door or the Razorback's give out candy for about 30 minutes or something.
Absolutely. Give out some of those Tyson chicken nuggets.
Tyson chicken nuggets, yeah. All right, Caden, good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Caden.
All right, man, go Hawks.